you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ugh, guys, bad news. We can't do the podcast anymore because our ship has run aground on a desert island.
It is terrible news, but in great news, guess what kind of island it is?
Spice Island.
Ooh, Spice Island. Spice Island, where every spice is so nice.
So nice. Spice Island. Don't say it twice is Spice Island has a craft approach when it comes to spices.
Oh, do you want some dillweed? Cumin, turmeric, or bay leaves?
I'm stuck here in this sun hour after hour, but they've captured all of the volatile oils and also have this garlic powder. Guys, Spice Island has a craft approach when it comes to spices, and you can taste it in every single bottle.
Guess what?
What?
Do you know another thing that about Spice Island that is so fun? They still dry many of their spices by just using the sun. And their chili peppers, well, they are hand-destemmed.
Each and every one of them. Spice Island, it's so easy to see. Visit SpiceIslands.com/offbook for more spice facts and delicious recipes.
Oh, Spice Island. Yes, I want you to have some. And they're in the spice section that's premium. At your local retailers. Spice Island.
Spice Island.
Spice, spice, spice.
Spicy, spicy spices.
Nices, nices, nices. Nices. Thanks, Spice Island.
Add some spice in your life, guys.
Guys, this is so exciting.
We're very excited.
This is exciting. We are excited. We are joining the Now Hear This Festival in New York City, September 8th through the 10th this year in New York City. I already said that, but we're going to be there, and you should be there too.
Guys, 3-day tickets are still available, and that gets you access to all 25 live shows throughout the weekend.
I'm sorry, Zach. 25 shows.
25 live shows. Some sort of cornucopia of live performance.
Oh,
for your ears.
My goodness. You can buy 3-day tickets, or you can also still get single day tickets and come see our show on Saturday.
That's true.
Guys, when you check out, the first 100 people to use our offer code OFFBOOK, one word, no spaces, save $20 on that 3-day pass. I don't know, our podcast is pretty fun, but there's amazing podcasts here like...
Ugh, prove it.
How Did This Get Made?
What?
Doughboys?
What?
Larry Wilmore?
What?
Comedy Bang Bang? Plus more shows like Planet Money and LeVar Burton Reads.
Hey guys, you gotta go to nowhearthisfest.com to get your tickets. That's nowhearthisfest.com on the internet. HTTP:// You know how the internet works.
You guys know.
Also, you don't have to do that anymore. It kind of does it by itself.
Huh. Yeah, we're learning.
We're learning.
But the biggest lesson is we're Now Hear This.
Watch us at a festival. We'd love to see you.
You should go.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
With Zach and Jess.
Wait, is it-
and gentlemen, welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast.
Hello, hello!
Hello!
Welcome, thank you so much for being here. Give it up for Scott Passarella on the keys. The Improvised Musical Podcast live with Zach and Jess. That's Zach Reno.
That's Jessica McKenna.
Guys, our podcast is 2 days old. You are sweet humans.
Ooh.
Just go home and look in the mirror and be like, I'm good.
Did a
I'm
good
a good person.
Today.
We're going to do this show, but not the two of us and not just Scott. We got some guests.
Who do we?
Let's bring them out.
Let's bring them out. Please welcome.
You know her from The Good Place and Broad City, Darcy Carden. Ho! Ho! Meow, 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 meow,
meow,
meow. You know him from How Did This Get Made, The League, and Everything Else I Love. It's Paul Scheer.
Meow, meow, meow.
That's what this show is, by
yep,
the way.
Yep. An hour of party cats.
Party cats?
You guys got cats?
No, you do, though.
Yes, I do. It's the only thing Instagram is for.
I got dogs. I guess you could say I wish we were sitting behind a table, because this looks so dorky.
It seems odd that we're sitting like we're paneling right now.
You know,
want a table? I'll get a table.
You know,
I'll go
the
find
table,
a table
was the table was pitched, but we were like, you know, we got great legs.
This is probably better. I just
such
am
good
like,
gams.
I think
guys, check out our shoes. Check out our socks. Lack of socks.
Uh-oh, I'm going sockless.
I don't think you're supposed to wear short black socks with white shoes. I fucked up so
you
bad.
Gotta wear those pads. By the way, you're pulling it off perfectly. But then those pads are they're disgusting. They're hard to wear because it's like putting a cotton ball on your foot. There's just enough sock just to cover your foot.
But they don't stay on.
No.
What's that sock even pretending to be? You know, like, it's not a sock.
And then
be a sock,
toes.
Sock.
Absolutely be
remember
a sock.
Remember in America when socks were socks? Jesus. I'm angry now.
Yeah, so angry.
So normally we just kind of chat and jump into a musical because we're in a room alone, but we're not in a room alone.
Yeah.
You're
tonight.
Here.
There's at least 100 people.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
as there
least,
as far
yeah,
as the eye can
one.
See.
Yeah.
And now that is a lot of darkness, but yeah. They are as far as I can see.
You are technically night blind, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So anything in the dark, you really cannot see.
I cannot see.
This could be an audience of wolves.
All right, guys, just be nice. If you are sitting by a wolf, welcome them.
We're 2 days old. We need all the subscribers we can get. Wolves
I
included.
Was just at the beach, and my back was towards the water, and somebody looking at the water was said, like, whoa. And my reaction went, a wolf? Insane.
At the beach.
I know wolves aren't in the water, but that was my first... A wolf? It was really weird.
I
mean a whale? I don't know what I meant.
I just went hiking on a midnight hike with wolves.
Sexy.
What?
Yeah. A little place called the Wolf Connection. It's a wolf sanctuary about an hour outside of
LA. In the
LA.
Angeles National Forest?
What is it?
In the Angeles National Forest?
Yeah, it is.
I have been there.
Really?
What? Yes. I was filming a thing there, and the wolves were ruining all the tanks.
They are wolves, and they do their wolf thing. Yeah.
They weren't in it. They were just like howling in the back. They were like, hold for wolves.
Here's the thing. They make that noise for you to come over for productions to give them like $50. So you gotta be like, hey, can you be cool? And then the wolves are like, all right.
Yeah, like
how'd you like it? Was it,
it
scary?
It was the best thing ever, right? So it's a wolf sanctuary. Wolves are illegal to own as pets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember in America when wolves were illegal?
So these people, they take in wolves from all over the place, and a lot of people have wolf dogs. That turns out to be a bad idea. And then they're there, and they're these amazing creatures. We went on this walk with them, and they're howling at the moon. And then we went into this big, giant teepee, and not with the wolves. The wolves
sexy.
Went back in their cages. Yeah, it was a very, very exciting night at the Wolf Connection.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you touch a
oh,
wolf?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. They lick you.
And this is the point in the night hike where I want everyone to just take a moment
and
realize that, gosh, there's really nothing sexier than a wolf, is there? And there's nothing sexier than the wolf inside of you.
Sorry,
Now you know. Because I can't not speak the truth about wolves to you.
I knew. I knew exactly what this hike was. I'm here to let my wolf out tonight. I'm here to let my wolf out tonight. I'm gonna sexily howl and dig in the dirt and then also sexily bite. I'm gonna let my wolf out tonight.
Oh, you're gonna let your wolf out.
Bite.
I never would.
I'm gonna let my wolf out tonight.
Look around you at the darkness and the trees. Did you know that this is the birth of sexuality? And when you think of it, yes, it makes such perfect sense. The wolves are in a pack, but they're all
left and who's right.
We're gonna let the wolf out tonight.
Ow. Ow. Tonight.
Hey, Sharon, can I talk to you?
Yeah, of course. What's up?
I went on a camping trip this weekend, and, well, it just got me all fired up.
Wait, you went on hikes and made fires, or what?
Yeah, that's right.
Marshmallows got hot?
Yeah, they got real hot, and that's not all.
Huh?
I'm sorry, it's just when I got reconnected to the mammals of the forest, I realized I gotta be honest with myself, and I gotta be honest with you.
Jordan, what the heck are you talking about?
I love you, girl.
Did you say you loved me?
I love you. I love you.
You
sorry,
currently?
Active. Active.
Active?
Boy, is it active.
Wait, you saw some mammals in the forest and now you feel like you love me? What the heck?
I mean, think about it. It's just like they're out there. They're doing what's just in their bones, in their blood. They're not overthinking it. That's a human thing. Animals don't overthink.
Yeah.
We're just animals, Sharon.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna stop overthinking and just, you know, lay it all out for you.
What? Are you gonna try and do something weird again?
Wait, what do you mean? Are you talking about that time as my science final I saw if I could just make flubber? Or are you talking about that time I wrote a letter to the school district asking that could we have no locks on the lockers because it's a weird symbol?
Both of these things were weird.
Are you talking about... Are you talking about the time when I called all the other people in the eighth grade and I said, hey, on Fridays, let's bring our teachers lemonade?
That was weird.
Are you talking about the time that for my poetry final I wrote about how everything is totally banal, banal? Are you talking about the time that I stopped wearing shoes because I decided to let my feet be free and start to choose?
That was weird.
I've done a lot of weird things and I know that
everything's okay. Your mother and I were just wanting to make sure that everything's all right.
Sorry.
I told you I said
you forgot your lunch.
Also.
And he drove me because we're trying to save the environment.
Also, we heard something shouting about touch my boob, and I thought that was a good time for me to come into the room.
That's how I met your father.
That's right. We were at a Denny's so late at night, and the stacks of pancakes were hot and the moon was light.
He reached out his hand, he grabbed me by the boob, and I looked him in the eye and I knew this love must be true.
Cause I touched a boob.
He touched my boob.
I touched a boob.
He touched my boob.
I sort of felt I had an implicit invitation to touch a boob.
My dad touched my mom's boob.
Then I took his hand and I pushed it down to the ground.
That's right.
But it wasn't the ground, it was my bottom boob.
And I touched bottom boob.
Bottom boob.
I touched the bottom boob.
I'm sorry,
bottom boob.
Oh, the phrase bottom boob should not be confusing to you.
I'm a prude, so I call it my bottom boob.
That's right, a bottom boob. It's also sometimes called a prude. Do you need anything from either of us?
Yes, I don't. If my mom and dad found the truest, realest love in the world by touching top and bottom boobs, I guess that you can touch my boob.
And your bottom boob.
Whatever that is.
But only if you want me to.
Mr. Cruthers, I need to talk to you.
Yes, absolutely.
I went on a hike this week, and I was thinking about a lot of things, and I need a raise.
I'm sorry?
I need a raise.
Jenkins, how long have you worked at this company?
8 years.
And for all those years here in the Home Depot, no one stalks the aisles quite like you do.
That's right.
But what is it about a hike that made you think you want a raise?
Well, I realized that, you know, I'm just like an animal, you know? But an animal that wears clothes. Like a Muppet.
Ooh. Like a Muppet animal.
Yeah. And you know what?
Well, hold on. Most of the Muppet animals don't wear clothes, do they?
A lot of them wear clothes. Mm. Or at least a bow tie or something like that.
Penguins have bow ties. Kermit, no
Kermit
clothes.
Has a collar.
That's a collar?
I think it is a collar. I think it is a collar that he would... Yeah, I think that's like a...
That
like
green a, triangle thing?
It's a collar, yeah. You know, it's his clothing
choice. Yeah, okay, yeah. He kind of wears a collar.
You know, it's like whatever. I don't want to get into specifics. All I'm saying is, I'm an animal.
Okay.
And I need to ask for what I want.
Okay.
And I want some changes here.
Oh, I mean, I'm the manager, but... Sure, Jenkins. What changes?
I'm sick. I'm sick of this place. I'm sick of working too damn late. I'm sick of telling people where to go. I hate Home Depot. I hate people asking me, what aisle can I find? Oh, shut up. I hate everyone looking at me like I know. I need to go corporate. I want to move up this ladder. I'm a man who wants to get everything. Let me tell you, and I'll be true. Move me up or I'll kill you.
Wait, what?
I'll kill you like a wolf.
Jenkins, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I've been waiting to see this side of you for every year you've worked here. How many was that?
8.
8 years, all 8 of them. Oh, the Jenkins, the side of you I'm seeing right now, I suppose. You're just parched in here like an animal. An animal wearing some clothes.
Like Kermit.
Yeah, kind of like Kermit.
With that cool necklace.
Is it a collar or a necklace? I guess we'll never know. But you came in, you're so damn reckless. A corporate animal.
I'm a corporate
wearing
animal.
Clothes. Just a corporate animal. Oh my God.
Give me a raise.
Oh. You just tore down all of the electric. electrical wiring section. That was fucking incredible. I think I finally made a selection.
I'm gonna speak my truth, and you're gonna give me everything I need. Okay. And if you don't, I'm gonna kill you. Yes, indeed.
A corporate animal.
Corporate animal.
Wearing clothes. A corporate animal.
Wearing clothes. Just like Kermit. Just like Kermit.
And I'll ignore all of the threats on my life, I suppose. You're getting raised, Jenkins.
Yes.
Because you're a corporate animal. You are just an animal wearing clothes just like Kermit. But you're gonna need to I need all hands to the electrical wiring section. It's a mess.
Oh, what the fuck?
Intermission.
Intermission.
Intermission now.
Hey, what would you do if you could give back while you sleep?
That seems impossible.
It's not just like cool dreams. Like, you're actively doing something good for the world, Zach.
What? How?
Well, Lisa is an innovative direct-to-consumer online mattress brand that's also socially conscious.
You're right. I'm on board. I like that they're driven by a mission to provide a better place to sleep for everybody. For every 10 mattresses Lisa sells, they donate one to a shelter.
Yeah, and they plant a tree for every mattress sold, and they donate 1% of each employee's time to volunteer for local causes. So, like, that's three cool things they're doing. That's, plus, they're being dope mattresses.
Tell me the deets of these dope mattresses.
Well, I don't know.
What,
like,
are they made of?
I don't know. Like, three premium foam layers, like, including, like, a 2-inch Avena foam, top layer for cooling and breathability.
Hold on. 2 inches of Avena foam?
That's right.
That's twice as much as I expected.
Well, how about this? 2-inch memory foam middle layer for body contouring and pressure relief.
It's the double-decker taco mattress of foam.
That's right. Hey, hold your hat.
Okay, well, surely it couldn't be more than 2 inches more of anything.
A 6-inch dense core support.
Get out! Get out!
Okay.
6 inches? I'll finish it. Jessica just left. Yeah, a 6-inch dense core support foam for durability and structure for sleepers of all sizes. And it's available online in the US, UK, Canada, and Germany, or at the Lisa Dream Gallery in NYC. I said stay out!
You didn't say stay.
I said get out. You can come back now.
You said get. I did it. I returned because I have to tell you that this made the Forbes top 20 startups to watch. And no wonder, they're so amazing.
I'm going to watch them now. I haven't been watching any of the Forbes companies, but I'm watching specifically Lisa now.
Get your peepers on some Lisa. Try a Lisa mattress in your own home for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping always.
Mm, and get $100 off when you go to leesa.com/offbook. One word, no spaces.
That's leesa.com/offbook.
One word.
Hey, Zach, did you know that podcasting would involve so much spelling?
No. No, I didn't.
Lisa, a great mattress.
Game of Thrones fans!
Yes, I'm listening.
Take a deep dive into your favorite epic fantasy world with audio from the largest ever convention for GOT fans. Stitcher Premium now has 16 sessions from Con of Thorns. Listen to interviews with talent from the show and expert discussions touching on topics like race, gender, and possible spin-offs. It's a must-listen for Game of Thrones fans. Just go to StitcherPremium.com/Con of Thrones and use promo code offbook at checkout to get your free month.
Building a city, tiny little city, a do-do-do-do-do spinny thing.
Musical guest, Game of Thrones.
Yes, we both clearly watch Game of Thrones.
And your host, Khaleesi.
Your host, Queen of Dragons, Robert Baratheon. Musical guest, Jamie Lannister.
StitcherPremium.com/Con of Thrones. Promo code offbook. Get your free month.
Guys. I can't believe we gotta dissect these dang frogs today.
They're gross. I mean, we would think in the year 2017, we could have a digital program that could simulate the dissecting of frogs.
Yeah, man, why can't I just look at a diagram and see where the gallbladder is? Why do I gotta find it in this frog?
Totally, we should be doing it on, like, humans.
Yeah.
What?
Like, when are we ever gonna, like, need to know about frogs? Wait. We should be doing it on humans.
Wait, Benji,
what?
Todd, Benji, what?
Todd Benji, that's my name. Yeah,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, we know. We just said it, dummy.
Yeah.
I call him TB.
Yeah, TB. TB. Humans, man?
What do you mean humans? That's what? Like murder, bro.
No, I'm not saying we kill them. I just say we look at them when they're dead.
Oh.
Yeah. Like med students.
You. Like Nip Tuck?
Oh, man, we love
I
that
hope
show,
they bring
Nip-tuck.
That show back.
Yeah. Oh, man.
God, I love Nip Tuck.
Hulu, please. I write them all the time. Revive that.
Man, are you guys so impressed with the meteoric rise of Ryan Murphy catapulted by Nip Tuck?
Yes.
So cool.
It is so cool.
Ryan Murphy speaks to me.
Yeah, he speaks to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like we're the only four dudes in high school that are even into Nip Tuck in 2017.
But it's my life! But listen, it's like... He really opened up our eyes and like created just another way for us to see the world.
Yeah.
Yo, we all strive for perfection, but even when we get it, we're not happy, and that's kind of the moral of every episode of Nipped Up.
Whoa, yes. TB.
Whoa.
TB should stand for truth bombs.
Yeah. It's crazy. Do you think that because you're so much older than us and you stayed back so many years,
yeah,
that you're just like the smartest dang kid in class?
You know, it's like could be that. I don't know, but you know, I just feel like I'm an old man still in high school, and I'm pretty damn cool.
Yeah,
pretty damn cool.
I don't live with my folks.
No,
I do.
I drive an old minivan.
Yeah,
that's weird.
And sometimes I get pot and smoke it with my clan, which are you?
Stop.
Show you all the cool things that old dudes like.
Okay. Wait, are we going to your van right now?
Yeah. Come along to my van. Let the curtains close behind you. Let me turn on the music.
Oh, funky.
You guys like Don Henley?
Yeah.
Cool.
Ooh, I never noticed. You're such a cool older man. Side of this card, it definitely says Clan Van,
but it has a unicorn, so it kind of throws you off.
Yeah, sure, a cool unicorn with a big white sheet on its head.
A cool older man.
A cool older man.
In I'm a Clan Van.
In a Clan Van.
A cool older man.
In a Clan Van.
Now, one of my favorite things is lighting T's on fire. Have you guys ever lit T's on fire?
You mean like a letter, like a lowercase T?
Yeah, like a lowercase T.
I don't understand why that would be cool.
Because my name is Todd.
Oh, actually,
oh, yeah.
That's rad.
Yeah.
You know? Lit some TBs on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Todd, you rock.
Todd, thanks. You rock.
Yeah, that's what my name is, Todd Benji.
That's why your name is Todd Benji?
Well, technically, no. That's not why, but... You
are you high right now?
Oh, you're kind so of. Cool.
Yeah. I've been doing whippets all day.
Cool.
Yeah. If you guys want, I have a bunch of whipped cream in the front of my van. You guys can do it with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to go home.
All right.
But
bye.
Thanks.
Thanks, TB.
Hey, all right. See y'all later. If anyone wants to borrow these Twin Peaks VHSs I got here,
oh.
Feel free.
I know I asked you this before, but what's a VHS?
Oh, I'll save that one for tomorrow.
Oh.
Hello? Can someone help me, please? Uh-oh.
Guys, okay. There's straight up a child by itself over there. It's like Wolf Jamboree.
Hello? Yeah. Hello? Okay, just gonna walk and make some noise.
Oh.
What do you mean? Do you mean you wanna... We're not gonna kill a child.
No.
Should we do that thing where we put like the red hood on us so we look like we're like a grandmother's outfit or something like
that?
That
is fun. I do.
You know, I feel like we always do the grandmother. We never do the red hood.
Yeah.
Can we do the red hood?
Let's do the red hood. Somebody should do the red hood.
Wait, but then what would, like, so
we're
then,
just three little girls wanting to hang out with another little girl.
Really yeah, I feel like a little girl would rather hang out with a little girl than a grandma.
It's a better plan. I don't know why we never thought of it.
Because it would be like, hey, I should be friends with these, you know, like, yeah. She's a girl, we're a girl, it'd be fun,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, three girls. Oh.
What's up?
Oh. Hey, listen, girls. I went on this camping trip and I learned a lot from wolves, and then I tried to use that, what I learned from the wolves, on my true love, Sharon. And she just reminded me of this time I really, really horribly crossed a boundary. So now I'm going to go the opposite direction, and I came out here to just, like, collect my thoughts, but actually getting advice from girls would be great.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I could tell you all about consent, it sounds like, what you're asking about.
Right, yeah.
So,
you gotta have consent.
Yeah, I mean, we know all about consent.
Obviously,
so,
three little girls.
When you want consent, it's a very simple thing, no ifs, ands, or buts. All you got to do is walk up to her and give a little sniff, sniff, sniff on the butt. And if she moves her tail around
not
and
tail,
looks at
tail.
You, what?
Not tail.
What?
Not tail.
If foot. She moves wait. Her face, wolf regroup, girl regroup, girls regroup, girls regroup.
Wait, hold on.
Can we have a second? Can we have just
yeah, no. Oh my gosh, time. Of course.
Girl time.
Yeah, girl time. Whoa.
Wolves, what the fuck?
Tail, bro? Tail?
Said the word wolf.
I know. Here's the thing, though. It's like, guys, this person came to us asking for advice about consent.
Yeah.
Right. I can't fuck around with that.
Right.
I gotta be true to myself, and honestly, I'm only familiar with wolf consent.
Okay, right. Well...
Wolf consent is a lot looser than human consent, I'll be honest.
That's true.
Hey, girls.
Oh, yeah.
Girls.
Oh, look, a flower. I'd like to eat it. I'm a little girl.
What's your name, by the way?
What's up?
Oh,
what?
Are you...
What?
What's your favorite Ryan Murphy show? What's your favorite Ryan Murphy show?
What's your favorite Ryan Murphy show?
The OJ one?
All right, cool.
Very cool.
No, girls, listen, I'm sorry if I came on too strong or too heavy. Like, honestly, I think I said I was sorry, and I think I learned my lesson, but now I just need to know, like, how to even talk to her, because I came on too strong. So, like, how do I play it cool, you know?
You can... this is, again, I'm going to say, I don't know exactly, but if you were a wolf, you could do something very different that would make her love you. You could go up behind her and mount her from behind. That would definitely make her think and change her mind.
Oh, and the other thing that you could do to make sure you win her respect is while you are behind her, just bite her on the back of the neck.
Hey, can we have a second?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you both fucked up.
Wait, but I said as a wolf. I was trying to tell her. When did we fuck up?
You did better.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, because I was like...
Because you were kind of like painting a picture.
Yeah, exactly.
You talked about biting the girl on the neck.
I think... Is that a thing that only wolves do?
I think it's a big wolf thing.
If you think you're so good, why don't you go over there and try to fix it?
That's a great idea.
Oh, we're back.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, what's up?
Gosh, you guys... You know, I think that you've made me realize that I know even less about what I'm doing than I thought. Like, I thought, well, I guess I should just be honest and do nice things and let her, like, give me signs that she's warming up to that behavior. And
let me tell you something about what we know.
Let me tell you something that we like
to do when we are very much girls.
Girls.
We like it when people rub our fur. No.
Yeah.
By fur, I do mean skin. Yeah. I don't mean fur at all.
Right.
Ow! Shit.
Regroup. What the hell?
Yeah, that was so much harder than I thought it was.
Yeah, it was really hard, right?
You know what we should do, guys? This is not the time for lies. This is the time for honesty.
This little guy needs some honesty.
Yes. This is why we don't do little girls. See, grandmas are so much easier.
We've got grandma specifics down.
Yeah, we have
that. Ooh, that's what we should do.
What?
I got no word.
Here we go. All right. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Oh, hi, two girls and a grandma. Oh, I'd love to hear something.
Our other friend had to go.
I'd would love to hear the advice from a generation. I'd love to be more of a, like, a sensitive man, you know, who has old-fashioned rules of courtship.
Yes. So all you do if you want love and someone to have your back, lie down in your bed and wait for a lumberjack. Or a huntsman. I guess he wasn't a lumberjack. He was a huntsman. Never mind. Let me start from the beginning.
Time out.
Oh.
No.
Grandma.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. I'm so lost. I've never felt this lost before. I'm so lost. Why don't I just give up and lie on the forest floor? Oh, Sharon, I don't deserve you.
Oh, my God, what's happening right now?
I'm sorry, but can I try something the most?
Most?
I'm trying to get in touch with myself, my truth tonight. Even though it's a specter, can I give your neck a bite?
Huh?
Bite a ghost on the neck. If you want respect, bite a ghost on the neck.
You can bite me on the neck.
Mount her from behind.
Mount her from behind and fucking bite her on the neck.
Wait. I don't know. That just feels like it's not me. No, you know, I'm not worth this. I can't.
Wait, what? Jordan, I see you now.
Oh,
are you?
That
also
little boy
dead?
Was delicious.
So good, so
look
good.
Look down, Jordan. Hey. Ripping you limb from limb.
Hey, this is crazy. There's my gallbladder.
Welcome to Home Depot. What do you parents want? A bunch of flashlights? What else do you got?
Flashlights. We would like nails to put into boards. So they're kind of like Mad Max style weapons. For there's wolves in the woods, and they've eaten one of the children here. We're forming a lynch mob.
That's
we're gonna
right.
Lynch some
mob.
Wolves.
All of us together.
You're gonna take down wolves?
Yeah.
Yeah, we must.
No.
They killed a boy.
Wolves are animals, just like us, but they don't wear clothes.
What, like some?
What,
sort?
Like Muppets?
What the hell are you talking about?
Wolves are just like us. We can't go kill us, can we?
I don't want to kill me.
No, we're talking about wolves. Harry.
Right.
Big teeth.
I went on a hike with these wolves, and I learned something about myself, that I'm also like a wolf. And if you go and try to kill these wolves, I'll try to stop you.
What?
Yeah. I'll try to stop you.
But we want to buy these supplies from you.
I don't give a shit. I don't work for the man. I work for myself.
Oh, my gosh.
No. This is Home Depot.
You're some sort of corporate animal. You're some sort of animal in clothes, yeah. Like a Fozzie Bear.
Thank you for noticing my small hat and my cute tie.
And a collar, I
yes,
think.
It's a collar. It's a decorative
polka
collar.
Polka dot tie, yeah, yes. Yeah.
About a stinking boy. I just care about some stinking wolves. If I had my way, I'd make wolves take over this town.
Wait, what?
I'm a corporate animal, and I'm gonna start with you.
Me?
Claws in, claws come out. And now you're through.
You just killed him!
Because he tried to kill one of my friends.
No.
And who's gonna be next? Neither one of you know our no takers.
You just killed my husband.
Oh, attention Home Depot customers. There's wolves in all the aisles.
What?
Attention Home Depot customers. There's wolves 4 miles and miles.
I called them with my special wolf whistle. Now they're coming to you. And who cares that your husband's dead? Cause if he's not talking to you, he didn't love you.
Oh, he doesn't care about a stinking boy or care about the stinking town. He just cares about those stinking wolves and they're gonna run around. Oh, he don't care about a stinking.
Wolves took over the Home Depot. It's a wolf depot now.
Whoa!
What?
We gotta go. We gotta go ask the only guy in this town that knows what's going on.
You're talking B?
I'm talking T to the B.
Knock, knock, knock.
Whoa, what's going on, everybody?
TB, you're never gonna believe this, man. We don't have a Home Depot anymore. We only got a wolf depot.
Whoa.
And we don't have a soup plantation. We just have a wolf plantation.
TB.
The prophecy was true.
What? You wear those kind of underwear?
Yeah, they're kind of fun. It's like, don't have a cow, man. Bart Simpson totally speaks my language.
Well, you gotta put some clothes on because we gotta go to town.
Wait, what prophecy, TB?
The prophecy of this town. Our founder.
The town prophecy?
Tell us about
TP?
I don't know if you know this.
Oh, TP, tell us about the TP.
TP, tell us about the TP, TP.
Our town was founded by a strange old man. They said he was a man, or a wolf in man's clothes, actually. That's what they said. He was a wolf in man's clothes.
A strange old wolf.
Okay.
He came to this town dressed in very weird outfit. Everyone said, is that a wolf or is that a man? And they didn't know. Anyway, here's the deal, people. I'll tell you, this wolf man cleared all the wolves out of town.
The wolf did?
The wolf man.
Okay.
Cleared all the wolves out of town, made it safe for people. But the wolves vowed that one day they would return, infecting the people once again.
The wolf man was a traitor to his own kind?
Exactly.
He kicked the wolves. Wait, do you think we have to find him? Is he still around?
No, he's dead. He's very dead. This town's been around for a long time.
We've gotta go find him!
No.
I see what you're saying, TB.
You can find him, but he has a gravesite in town. He's way dead. Yeah.
We'll go to the grave.
Here we go.
And that's where people saw him last.
Well, yeah, because he's dead.
But we don't have time to think of a big plan. We gotta got to move and move fast.
Here
find the wolfman.
Find the wolfman.
Find the wolfman.
Find the wolfman.
Into the woods.
Find the wolfman.
Find the wolfman. It's a plan and it's fucking good.
Yeah.
All right, I'll drive. Put on these hoods.
Okay.
What?
No,
just put on these hoods.
Okay, because we can't.
It's
know
gonna
where
be
we're
very
going.
Dark. I want you to put on these hoods to protect your face from it.
He's right. This will prepare us so we don't get night blindness.
That's so smart. Okay.
The white hoods pull in as much light. It actually, it's like wearing like headlights on your face.
Damn,
anyway,
you
don't
are
ask
so
questions.
Smart.
TB, you're totally profesh.
TP.
Why
don't
you
just?
What's wrong with your car?
Sorry. We have some issues with it. I normally just keep it parked.
Do you have to say rah to make it start?
I kind of like coach it so it understands what I want it to do.
Okay.
If you respect machines, or machines respect you.
Whoa.
That's something I learned a long time ago.
Whoa.
From a machine.
You have that tattooed on your back.
I do.
What kind of machine?
George Foreman grill.
You're saying we have to go find a George Foreman grill.
Find a foreman.
Find a foreman.
Find a foreman.
A George Foreman grill.
Find the foreman.
Find
the foreman.
Foreman.
We'll use that grill and the wolfman will kill.
We'll kill the wolfman
with the foreman.
Kill the wolfman
with the
George Foreman grill.
Find the wolfman
with
the foreman.
Now you guys are upset. The wolfman is dead.
Oh, so we don't need to kill him because we've already did.
Yeah, the wolfman.
We have
is
to
dead.
Find whoever did it with the George Foreman grill.
Vroom.
Yeah, that's right. That's
whoa, the car started.
Wait.
Wow.
Hey, real teens, can I talk to you for a second?
Sorry, TV.
Wait, I can't join this combo?
No, this is an RTO combo, real teens only.
Got it. All right, cool. I'll just be back here playing with my Mad Ball collection. It's from when I was a kid, Mad Balls.
Hey. Guys.
What's up, bro? Yeah.
Listen. I think that maybe the reason TB was so certain that the Wolfman is dead. Guys,
I know where you're going.
He is the Wolfman! I mean, it makes so much sense.
He's timeless. He knew about the prophecy.
Yeah.
He has this, like, fierceness in his eyes that I don't know if I want to be him or want to be with him.
Yeah, that's right, because wolves bring out your innate sexuality.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if I want to, like, shoot hoops with him or want him to bite me in the back of the neck.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, you're taking a long time to have this conversation.
Oh,
it's
like
the Salem witch trials over here. I remember how long that was. What?
You can be honest with us, because we know.
Yeah, man. Let's drop a truth bomb of our own.
Yeah.
And that's this.
I'm a wolf man. Eternal wolfman.
Ooh.
I protect this town from death and destruction every day. But I'm afraid to make connections, cause people wouldn't love me this way.
Hurrah! Here's the truth bomb. Here's the truth bomb. With us, you finally belong.
Clan Van at all.
What does it say?
Wolfman Van.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
Crazy.
The dirt was arranged in such a way that the word wolf, man, were both gone, and the word clan was there.
Yeah, look,
and
guys,
if you continue to take off all the clothes, yeah.
Under this unicorn under a sheet, it's a wolf man.
Whoa!
And he's holding up two peace signs.
Whoa! That
I'm a peaceful wolf man.
And it says hashtag Black Lives Matter on it.
Hey, wolf
That's
man.
Right. Wolf I just man. Took the appearance of a clan man because I thought it would make you all upset me.
What?
No, I just saw the way America's going, and I just figured I'd double down.
That checks out.
Yeah.
I get it.
You know,
that.
I want it to kind of be in the, yeah, okay.
But not with us, TB.
Yeah, sorry. What's well, look, I'm a wolf man. What, you know,
That's true.
I don't know of human etiquette.
Hey, but wolf man, we need you to stop this man who thinks he's a wolf. He's no wolf man. He's just a man who thinks he's a wolf.
That's right.
And he's bringing out the worst of mankind and wolves.
Well, you know, all of us wolves are like humans, except we don't wear clothes, except for this magical necklace, like Kermit the Frog.
Okay, that's not a necklace, that's definitely a collar.
Necklace,
I'm pretty sure
that's
a frog design, and it's meant to simulate patterns on a frog.
No, I think it looks like someone, like a frog, burst through a lily pad, and then the lily pad got caught
around. You know what I heard?
It is a collar necklace that's actually a magical talisman.
Whoa.
Yeah. We all wear it to hypnotize and keep the wolves at bay.
All who?
All the crazy wolves and people who are infected by
crazy wolves.
So
many?
Well,
you gotta
I protect this town from the occasional wolfman attack.
I know what you gotta do.
What?
You gotta use the power of that collar and turn all the good wolves back to good wolves. Let out a mighty howl. Or some might call it a holler.
Yeah, let out
your... Use your collar... Make a holler.
Cool.
Whoa.
But yeah, go. But what
no,
were you
I was
saying?
Just gonna say you should do that. Also.
Cool. I will.
I guess what I'm saying
is. What were you
saying?
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. I was gonna just like.
Okay.
What I was gonna do a second ago was just be like, you're a wolf man. And then I thought you guys would be like also saying that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like we'd all say it together. Yeah. Like you're a wolf man. Like saying the thing about the collar, and then
But now I'm a truth man.
Whoa!
And I told you my truth.
Yeah. I feel like Wolfman. The four of us have a long way to go, but a good step one would be if we could reclaim the Home Depot.
Yeah.
But I'll warn you with this, just like an episode of Nip Tuck. Just because we make things perfect doesn't mean they won't suck.
Oh. You're saying we gotta nip our future and tuck our future and
nip our future and
tuck our future and
nip our future and
tuck our future
and also kick a bunch of wolves out of the Home Depot. We gotta go now.
I'm a wolf man.
Let out that mighty holler with your magical collar. You can do it.
All right. Let's go to this Wolf Depot.
Jenkins, up until now I was fine with it, but you're not even a human anymore.
That's right.
You've destroyed the home and garden section. People are looking for stone pavers, and they're all in the wrong spots.
I'll pave them into stone. Now listen to me. When I said I wasn't going to kill you, I lied.
What?
Yeah. Now all my wolves are here.
Well,
no, I'm not an old wolf. I'm an old lady.
Except for this old lady.
I'm not a wolf. I'm a pig.
They do a lot of community theater and...
I'm not a wolf. I'm a rich old man.
Oh, do you have a minute for us to do our production?
Very quickly do it.
Okay.
Mr. Crothers, I'm only telling you this because it's very good. It's a very good, fun thing. Yeah,
I guess so. Okay, so this is a production between...
It's like a Hamilton, but like Three Little Pigs like Hamilton.
Oh, it's like rap?
It's like rap.
But also there's a little pig.
One little pig, an old rich man,
and an old lady, just like Three Little Pigs. Got it.
Yeah. Well, it's a wolf version of it.
But the old lady's like really, really old. The rich man is just like a man.
It's okay. Allow me. Right.
It's quick.
Here
it's almost lightning fast.
How does an old man, a grandma, and a pig get along? Yeah, did you know? I'll tell you in this song. The old man was so alone in his home, and the little pig, he started to roam. He roamed through bricks, but also he roamed through sticks. And before he was done, yo, he decided not to quit. He said, "Excuse me, old man, can I live in this house? I promise a pig can be as quiet as a mouse. Please, would you please let me give you a rub? I promise not to track in any of my muddy mud."
Old man says, "Of course, Piggy Pig. Why don't you come in here and we will really live big? And then my old wife, who's also my mom, she'll come in here and she'll drop a true bomb."
"Oh, you know, I'm a mom, but I'm also a wife. Come in, little pigs, let me change your life. There are lots of things in this house that can be beat, but you should build your house out of concrete. And buying concrete, where do you go? Buy concrete at the Home Depot."
So you get it. You get it. That's why Mr. Crothers, you get why I want to become a wolf now, don't you?
Yes, because wolves have advertising capabilities unlike any human.
They're amazing communicators. Yeah. They're beasts. And we're going to take this town back.
I'm with you. Tell me how to be a wolf man.
Just let them take a bite.
Oh, that's the back of my neck.
Yeah, let them mount you and take a bite out of your neck.
Okay. Oh, nope, that's my whole neck. Blech, I'm dead.
Damn, you have to be a lot. All right.
It's hard. You know it's hard. You've been there.
Wolves, we're ready to leave this Home Depot and take over this town. You will regain your full control of Wolvington, which...
Not so fast, Home Depot aisle stalker.
Yeah.
Bunch of kids.
Not just a bunch of kids. Also our best friend and mentor,
TB.
And guess what?
He's a wolf man.
Yeah, so now there's going to be some sort of incredible climax between TB and Jenkins.
What? Stop. Stop what you're doing.
Oh, TB!
You don't know what power you hold. You have too much. Now look into this amulet and see.
Wow, 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 wow. Oh, what
does
Jenkins
say? Being a wolf may seem like a powerful aphrodisiac, but you don't know. It may make you an insomniac. You want to kill, you want to live, you want to succeed. But a true human being must work together as a team.
And how do these words resonate with Jenkins?
Yeah.
Pushed around like some dumb son.
And how do these words resonate with TB? How do these words resonate with TB?
I was there with you when I was a young boy. I wanted to kill everyone. But then I realized that humans are so, so much fun. About Don Henley.
Yeah!
They're my clan, but no, they're my family.
Yeah! And we're all with you, dollar for dollar. And now as your wolf pack, we will give a holler. Ow!
Oh, these human noises are getting to me.
With the power of the amulet that was definitely a necklace and not part of his neck.
The amulet is too bright. The sound of human voices, human contact. You're right. Humans are good.
Yeah.
Whoa, his
head is unmelting.
Wait a minute. What about, humans are good? What the fuck are we all supposed to do? wolves to do.
Wolves are also good. Don't worry about
them. Yeah, wolves are good.
Maybe
yeah.
we can be the first town to live in human and wolf harmony. We can have wolf depots and home depots. We can have
yes, Colby, separate but equal.
Right, two water fountains, stuff like that.
Yes, two different schools, one for wolves.
And luckily, these words resonated with no one. And instead, they lived side by side for all of time. Man and wolf, wolf and man, man and wolf, wolf and man and wolf. Wolf and man and wolf. So take your hatred and you must nip it. Take your good heart and give it a tug. Take your hatred and you must nip it. Take your good heart and give it a tug. Wolf Tuck the Musical, and we are so glad that this audience came out to this regional theater premiere. That's where we all are now. Transport yourselves in your minds to this regional theater premiere of a workshop musical.
We're gonna bring everyone out of Wolf Tuck.
Of Wolf Tuck, we're gonna bring out the actors. Give them a hand. We're gonna bring out the director.
Here they are.
Oh my! We're gonna bring out the choreographer. All that amazing choreography.
And so I don't know if you've seen a lot of theater, but this is the part of theater. And lucky you, we're workshopping this show. So we're gonna come to you, and if you have any questions for the directors, the choreographers, the
lyricists,
actors, if you have questions about the plot or the story, we'd love to hear from you. Just real quick, I'm gonna jump out in the audience real quick. Anyone have any questions
about our process?
About the process? Yes. You, sir.
Well, my question is, what brought wolves into your lives?
Ooh, yes, amazing question.
Art comes from truth, so yes. Of course, I think we've all had wolves in our lives.
Oh, yeah.
In different ways.
I'm sure you've had some sort of wolf in your life.
Right? I'll take this one. As the choreographer, I was first inspired by the movement of the pack. The strength of the wolf is the pack, and the strength of the pack is the wolf. That's from a Rudyard Kipling poem. That's how the wolves entered my life, and I tried to put that into the choreography. So that's why, as you notice through the production, everybody moved together all the time. No matter what the scene was or about, everybody in a pack
moved. Right. Now, I'll say that as an actor, I thought that wolf is social media, and that's the metaphor we were doing there.
And this is as you know, this is James Carvey, who played the role of Sharon.
Yeah, Sharon is a fantastic character, you know. But she, but yeah, now the whole thing is a metaphor.
That's right.
Metaphor, simile, metaphor.
Do we have another question? Right here. You can just sort of.
What became of the ghost?
What became of the ghost?
Yeah, hello, I'm the dramaturge. I would like to answer this question. Now, most people know a dramaturge is someone that comes out after a play has been going for many years to kind of study it and do these things about it. But I jumped onto this production early, so don't worry about that. What became of the ghost? Well, what becomes of a ghost ever, really? I would like to think that when the ghost boy, when the ghost girl went up, that really they never leave, and you will notice those large blinking spotlights that were going on and off for the entirety of the second half. That's the ghost. They're still here.
Yeah, it wasn't a mistake. It was not a mistake in the lighting booth at all. You know, a lot of people give me a lot of flack for that. It wasn't a mistake. The lights are supposed to go on and off because they represent
Justin,
ghosts.
Justin, you're sweating so much.
Yeah, no, it's not a mistake. A lot of people give us things.
Please welcome Justin, our stage manager. We could not do without him.
So, yeah. You know, it was very hard for me to put the amulet and make sure everyone gets, you know, the amulet. Because we couldn't destroy it. Well, anyway, don't worry about it. Everyone worked out. Everyone's great talent. Everyone's great.
Yes.
What was the audition process
Ooh, what was the audition process
remember?
Like?
Very,
do we remember?
Oh, it was intimate.
And actually, yes. it was so intimate that there we auditioned with a song from the musical that would later be cut. But it was, I would say, the most sensual song of the musical.
Oh. We all sat around in a circle in a teepee making unbreaking eye contact. And we sang this cut song.
It's probably one of the most powerful songs.
And we all remember it.
I mean, I think we all remember it.
It was pulled from the show because it had such a powerful impact on the audience. They were vomiting, but from love.
Not because the specifics were gross.
No.
It was too much.
Yeah. In this teepee, friends all around. Would you take your hand and put it right down in my throat? Just down in my throat, as far as your hand will go. And that's how. That chorus went on for about 15 minutes or so. A froggy, 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 frog.
It was sad to lose Kermit from the show.
Well, we didn't have the rights.
That's
yes.
Also
yeah.
We got sued by the Jim Henson Company.
We kept him in a way because we do talk about him a lot.
We talk about him, but as long as we don't show him, that's it.
And we had a character that came out in full collar.
Full collar.
Full collar.
Full collar.
Full.
And our Kermit, if you looked at the script, it was not spelled with a K.
That's right.
Yeah.
A CH.
That's right. And then we have time for
one more question.
Yes, gosh, in the front.
Oh, but there's three.
I know.
Well, let's hear them all at the same time. yes.
The show was originally conceived with real wolves, but because
that's right.
of the injuries in rehearsals, you had to stop that. So what do you think the impact?
Technically, we can't talk about it because of the lawsuit. Yes. I mean,
we did rehearse with wolves. Thank you for reading the entirety of the director's note. And if you want to stay involved with Wolf Tuck, get involved, get social. You can actually, if you visit our Facebook page, we did write a song to raise money for wolf causes, and we'll sing it for you now.
Tell you what.
doing isn't raising money for the wolves.
No, no, no.
It's raising money for the families of the people murdered by the wolves.
Wolfie, 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 wolf.
Raising money for the people murdered by the wolves.
Wolfie, 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 wolf.
Can we have a non-director conversation for a second?
Yeah.
What's? I mean, that guys, was so totally crazy when he admitted that the amulets are real. I know.
Can I ask you something about the director?
Yes.
I feel like I keep going back in newspaper clippings and seeing his exact picture over the last hundreds and hundreds of years. Wait. It's like he never dies.
Well, this talkback has been fun, and I don't think anyone will remember it.
Whoa! He's hypnotizing us with an amulet!
Yes.
Now, audience, it's your turn to be a wolf. Join us. Howl! Howl!
Oh.
Yes! Yes, we will take over this town, starting with this theater!
The Upright Wolf Brigade Theater!
The Upright Wolf Brigade Theater!
That is our show! Thank you so much!
Thank you guys so much. Give it up for Scott Passarella on the keys. Give it up for Jay in the booth.
Brian in the booth as well.
Give it up for Darcy Carden.
Darcy Carden.
Paul Shear. Give it up for yourselves. Thank you so much for coming out. And we'll
give it up for Zach and Jeff.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You guys, thank you so much for coming out. We are a brand new podcast, Off Book the Improvised Musical, and if you want to help us out, what we would love for you to do is go on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts, Stitcher and the whatnot, write us a review. We would love that. You can also find us on, well, enough about us. Yeah, Darcy, where can the people find you? The people want to find you. Where are you at?
You, like on social media?
Yeah.
Oh, at Darcy Carden on Twitter or Instagram. Oh my God, this is so much pressure.
Yeah.
Everybody look at Darcy.
You can find me on LinkedIn. I want to make a contact with you in a professional way.
And you can find a wolf inside your heart. Thanks so much. Have a great night.
Have a great night. Thank you.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall, Zach?
Too many seasons and I don't know what to do!
Well, guess what? Whatever the season, Modcloth's got you covered.
Me?
Not really you.
Specifically me?
Well, I mean,
what if I was you?
They'd really have you covered. I don't want to have like a binary about who can wear what clothes, but snag a new swimsuit for that summer getaway or a cute cardi for those first signs of fall.
I can rock a cute cardi.
You definitely can.
Thank you.
ModCloth's signature line of apparel comes in a full size range from extra extra small to 4X, so it's never been easier to find your perfect fit.
That's dope. Everyone needs clothes.
That's right, and they want it to fit well. Come on, that's not too much to ask. How about this? Need a little outfit advice?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you reach out to their amazing team of mod stylists for free sizing, fit, and styling help?
Where would I even go to get that?
Go to modcloth.com, modcloth.com, and enter promo code OFFBOOK at checkout to get 30% off your order of $100 or more. Snag your next style obsession at ModCloth!
I will, right now!
Snag that cardi, Zach!
Cardies for parties.
Guys, didn't you just fall in love with Darcy Carden?
Ugh, but I want more Darcy Carden.
Hey, I got great news. Zach, remember when we made a pilot for this whole dang thing?
Oh, wait. Wasn't she the guest for the pilot?
Yeah, she was, because she's a true angel human, and she did us that solid. And we would love for you to hear how Off Book began, so you can check out that episode on Stitcher Premium, and it's free for a month if you use the code Off Book. Easiest way to find it would be to check out the Off Book Pod Twitter feed, where a direct link has been posted.
Guys, go check it out. It is the episode that is the reason this podcast exists. And Darcy, so great.
She's so funny,
isn't it? Darcy's so funny, so great.
So funny, so great. Listen to her more. Thank you guys so much. That's just some bonus pod for you.
Yeah, get it.
This has been an Earwolf production.
executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.